أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فحملته فانتبذت به مكانا قصيا فأجاءها المخاض إلى جذع النخلة قالت يا ليتني مت قبل هذا وكنت نسيا منسيا صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 22 and 23 of Surah Maryam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the dialogue between Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha and Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, that he explained to her that this is the qudrat and the power of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and this is the decree of Allah that is going to take place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and Allah says, فَحَمَلَتْهُ. She conceived him, that is Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Here in these ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not give any detail with how the conception had taken place. But however, in Surah Anbiya and Surah Tahrim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it very, very briefly. وَالَّتِي أَحْصَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا فَنَفَخْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ رُوحِنَا. The description that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives is, first Allah clarifies and Allah removes any doubt with regards to the integrity of Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And Allah says, that woman who was protective, that woman who guarded her chastity, what we did is we blew into her our ruh, in other words, our spirit, the soul. How this happened, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not describe, but this is now the complete and total qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A normal birth, the birth of any child, man and woman meets, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the various stages. One is that of the nutfa, the sperm that enters into the womb. Then that, after a period of 40 days, becomes alaqa, it becomes a clot of blood. And after 40 days, it becomes a lump of flesh. Now all of this that happens in the womb of a woman undoubtedly is a manifestation of the qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In any way we can look at it, it is happening. Hundreds and thousands of children are being born all the time. And this manifestation of Allah's qudrat, man does not realize it. But nonetheless, 40 days and 40 days and 40 days from that nutfa, the alaqa, the mudgha, thereafter the ruh is then blown into that fetus, and that fetus now becomes alive. But here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in the absence of male and female meeting, in the absence of the nutfa, in the absence of the alaqa, in the absence of that mudgha, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam blow into her, and Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha conceives, and now she is pregnant and she is a mother to be. What was her age at that time? Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi has narrated several narrations. One is she was 10 years old, the other she was 12, the other she was 13, the other she was 14, or she was 15. In other words, with the exception of the age of 11, between 10 and 15, the narrations indicate, obviously, she was a young girl when all of this happened, and when she realized now that she has conceived, she could feel the pregnancy. Allah Ta'ala says, فَانْتَبَذَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا قَسِيًّا. Then again she withdrew from the people. There is one, there is now panic, there is concern. What are the people going to say regarding her? the allegations, the assumptions, and all of that that goes with it. So she withdrew from community, she withdrew from her people to what Allah Ta'ala describes as makanan qasiya, to a far off place. This far off place, most of the ulama have agreed, is what today we call Bethlehem, that was known as Baytul Laham. And there she felt that maybe she can come to terms with all of this. But Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضُ إِلَى جِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ. Now the time comes for her to give birth, and obviously the pain and the pangs of birth begin. On the other side, there's perplexity, there is concern, what is going to happen to her insofar as social life is concerned, insofar as community life is concerned, the allegations. On the other hand, there is pain. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, the pangs of birth caused her to go ila jidhi'in nakhla, to the trunk of a palm tree. She withdrew and she came over here, and at that time what the ulama have termed as ghalbatul hal, she was now overcome by this condition and this situation. She said in that situation, she said qalat ya laytani mittu qabla hadha, how I wish I would have died before this. Ya Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is using this expression of hers to show what perplexity, what concern, what worry she had. وَكُنْتُ نَسْيَمْ مَنْسِيَّا, and I would have been totally forgotten, that all of this should have never happened if I was gone. And hence we find in the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when there are material difficulties upon a person, whether it be financial, whether it be illness, sickness, whatever it will be, a person should not desire for death. But this was not that kind of situation. This was a situation where she was overcome by the condition that she was in, and hence she made the statement. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.